the Pacific has, on average, just 5% of MPs, members of parliament, who are women. This is something which has been recognized by Pacific leaders since 2012, when the leaders passed a declaration to try and encourage more women into politics and parliament through what are called temporary special measures, which are a range of affirmative actions to try and get more women candidates elected by political parties with the confidence of their electorates to vote for women, and then women who can actually then really represent their constituencies well in parliament. Countries have made some progress, but actually it's recognized now that there is insufficient progress.
What's the benefit of having more women in legislative positions?
The more that parliaments represent all of the electorates that they are serving, the more legitimacy that parliament as an institution has. The more that we have candidates from different regions, women as well as men, people of different ages, people from different ethnic backgrounds and so on, enables more citizens to engage with political processes, to challenge those processes where needed. But the key is that all of this better representation leads to better policies and better outcomes in the longer term.
Do women in the Pacific want to get into politics, or is this just a Western view of what should happen in a democracy?
More and more women do want to get involved in politics because they know that politicians and political processes shape people's lives. But there are a range of different barriers which are stopping women.
So what barriers do women face?
There are a range of institutional barriers. For example, a lot of political parties up until the last few years have not supported women candidates because there is almost this sort of deeply held belief among some men that electorates will not vote for women. That, of course, needs to be tested. Women also need to have the confidence to stand for political processes. We also have a situation across much of the Pacific that at the time of elections, the thing that really swings voters is the fact that often large amounts of money and assets are made paid over to people who will vote for particular candidates. And a lot of women, A, do not have that kind of capital and disposable income to be able to throw at this. And many also, quite rightly, are refusing to do that. They do not want to be part of a process which involves, you know, money and buying of votes, etc. So all these things actually stop women from getting involved in political processes. And there are also lots of institutional barriers, particularly on the part of political parties and key institutions, in promoting women into these leadership processes, providing support, mentorship, and other ways of actually encouraging and nurturing talent from women in much of the Pacific.